We're very excited about the new online offerings at the University of West Florida. We have been doing online learning for over 10 years and have a great number of existing online programs and students from all over the country and all over the world. So when we decided to add new programs, we looked at program areas that we did not yet have, as well as the demand, you know, the demand signal of programs that we knew would be successful. So we have started an educational leadership program, and that's been underway for about a year. And as we started that program, we found that there was a great need for curriculum and instruction in the area emphasizing reading for teachers around the state of Florida. There was a lot of requests for that. So we will be rolling that out as a new online program beginning summer of 2014. And in spring semester, in just a week or two away, we'll be rolling out an RN to BSN program that's an undergraduate program that will also be available fully online. Now, what we've found is there's a great need for people that currently are RNs in hospitals around the country, but certainly in the state of Florida, are interested in pursuing that BSN for a couple of reasons. One, because they want to move up in their existing organizations, but also there are some new hospital accreditation rules that require a certain percentage of their nurses to have that BSN by a certain date. So there is quite a large demand for that. We have gotten way more applications for spring semester than we are actually able to accommodate already. So we're looking at ways to expand that so that we can open more seats and, you know, be available for more students in that virtual world. The other online program that we're rolling out is an EDD in curriculum and instruction. And we've had our EDD programs at the University of West Florida for about 17 or 18 years. And about 3 years ago, we polled the region. We did a survey in Northwest Florida to find out what's next for our EDD. We were looking at how to streamline certain specializations and maybe add others. And it came back very, very strong that we create a general curriculum and instruction EDD, and there are a lot of people in this region that are very interested in that. So we're rolling that program out also in spring semester.
You spoke earlier about how you have so many people wanting that nurses be. It's online. Why is there a limit?
Well, you know, people ask that question, and at the University of West Florida, we are very committed to our students and very committed to having that ability for our faculty members to communicate and collaborate with our students. And so we can't just have thousands and thousands of students in individual classes because our faculty members wouldn't be able to communicate, collaborate, and really give them the kind of feedback that they need. So we've looked at a model, and we're working on a model that will allow our faculty members to be the lead instructor and then have other academically qualified people under them that will be managing different sections of the course. So we're looking at expanding it more broadly so that we can have more students in the program. But we want to make sure that we balance what we believe in as a university with this great demand that we're seeing. So, yes.
Does the faculty here teach both in classroom and online?
Yes, our regular faculty here at the University of West Florida teach in class and online. They typically go through extensive training in our Academic Technology Center to learn how to teach online. So they learn all the strategies for being effective teachers in an online environment because it's a little bit different than face-to-face. We want to make sure that our students feel connected and engaged, that the faculty that normally teach face-to-face and they see their students every day, they don't see them online always, so we have to make sure that they have a way to stay connected with the students. And the Academic Technology Center provides a lot of strategies for doing that.
I was going to say, how do the teachers stay in contact, kind of a one-to-one basis with the online students?
There's a lot of ways that you can do that. And typically, we ascribe to something called Quality Matters at the University of West Florida, and it is a framework that we use as we design all of our fully online courses. And student engagement, engaging with the students, interacting with the students, is one of those metrics that we look at. And as you interact with students, there are a lot of things within a learning management system that allow you to do that. You can, there's threaded discussions that allow you to communicate and collaborate with your students in that way. Obviously, email would be another way, or group emails and the likes. But another way is through a tool that we use called Illuminate. And Illuminate is a web conferencing tool, so that if the student has a camera on their end, and you know we have a camera on our end, then you can log on to your computer and I can log on to mine, and we can talk back and forth through, you know, if you need help on a specific assignment, we can do that. But I could also, as a faculty member, deliver lectures in that fashion. So I can have my PowerPoint, or I can draw things on a whiteboard, and students can see that. And we have a lot of great examples of that throughout our campus.
Can students take advantage of something like that just using a regular classroom lecture? Can you turn on your camera and watch one of those?
We don't. You know, some of our classrooms are set up through our Tanberg systems to do that, but that's typically when we've got students operating, physically sitting at one campus, or, you know, sitting here on campus at Pensacola, or sitting in Fort Walton, and they can see one another. So we definitely do that. But the ability to video capture anybody's lecture right now, all of our classrooms aren't set up to do that. Mm-hmm. But there are institutions that do that in very specific classrooms. And we've done a little bit of that through time. As a matter of fact, our math department actually does do that through one of their graduate programs in math. And it is recognized as one of the largest and best math programs in the state of Florida. There's a faculty member that actually is here on campus and delivers classes, and students log in from all over the state online. So it's pretty cool.
What are some of the advantages you hear from students of taking an online mm-hmm. course as opposed to being here?
If you can get the experience being on campus, you absolutely should. You should be able to sit with your professor, be in class, get to know students or peers. But so many of our students work. So many of our students are mid-career or non-traditional students that really wouldn't have an opportunity to either go to college at all if they didn't have this online option. Or the other reason why people use online learning is the convenience. They may be able to take a few classes face-to-face and then take some supplemental classes online. So what we're finding at UWF, as well as all over the country, is the flexibility and the convenience for adults and for non-traditional students, people that just can't get that regular campus experience. This is a great option for them.
All right, I'm going to ask that question everybody asks. How do you know that the student you're giving a degree to is actually the one who took the classes?
Yeah, and that's a great question. It's a question that accreditors ask as well through regional accreditation. This is one of the things that we look at. We definitely do specific logins, okay? So you have to log in with your student ID before you take any assessments, some assessments are performance-based assessments and projects and that sort of thing. But when you're taking a test, you have to use one of the proctoring strategies that we use on our campus. And one proctoring strategy is come to campus and the instructor proctors it. Another is find a proctoring center somewhere. For example, our military students on bases can get their exams proctored through testing centers and so forth. The third option is we use an electronic tool called ProctorU that the video is on the student, and someone at the other end is literally watching that student take the test. And for the student, when they walk in to take the test, they have to show their student ID and another form of identification. So you know that that person is who you're looking at, and that's the person also taking the test.
I imagine when the days of, you know, the fingerprint recognition program software, that'll help that a lot.
Yeah, that and retinal scans and all kinds of crazy things. But, you know, as a faculty member, people always worry about that. And I know there are situations where there are historically have been students that have not been the right students taking exams and so forth. In the online world, we are paying very close attention to that. And a few years ago, we even added photos to our rosters. So as a student comes into class, whether virtually or face-to-face, there's a photo ID of that student. So you can look at that ID and look at that student either virtually or face-to-face.
When is graduation time? Do you try to talk them into coming here for the ceremony?
Oh, we absolutely do. You know, from a research perspective, when you look at online students taking classes at any institution around the country, you'll see that most students live within 100 miles of the campus in which they choose. But we have students from about 45 states taking online classes, as well as around the world, and we serve a large military population. And so we encourage them to come to graduation, and many do. But obviously there are those that can't as well because they're at a distance.
And to be accepted in the program, is it the same qualifications and same testing that you need to as if you were going to be here?
It's the same process. So you go through the same application process. You get accepted into the university or into the department or into the program. EDD requirements are a little different than an undergraduate requirement, you know, just different processes. But it's the same ones that you would be required to take on campus. An exciting thing, I think, that extends beyond what we do on campus, instead of starting once in fall, once in spring, and once in summer, for people that are interested in starting mid-semesters, we are doing these programs so that there's 5 or 6 starts per year. So if a student is interested in beginning in March, there will be a new program that starts in March. So as opposed to waiting, you know, till the next full semester.
Are any of these accelerated programs? Or
they are accelerated, mm-hmm. 8-week. Most of them are 8-week programs or 8-week courses so that you can move through the courses more quickly. And we are trying to make the programs so that you can finish in 12 to 18 months. Now, on an EDD, you're not finishing in 18 months. It'll be a 3 to 4 year program for an EDD. By the time you take all your coursework and you write your dissertation, it's a little bit longer.
What's next? What's the next online offering in the planning stages?
Well, we're looking at some programs in the College of Business to see what might be our next steps there. So we're looking at some undergraduate and some graduate options in general business possibly in accounting at the graduate level. So we're exploring that. And beyond that, I don't know. We definitely want to make investments where there are demands and build our programs where we know that there's a student audience out there for us.
Well, the virtual football team is next.
The virtual football team. Is that like fantasy football?
Must
maybe.
Be, yeah.
Yes.